And as well,
how do you cure something like that? Cause it's
well, my agency were like, because usually you have to take time to fix internal problems, like it's food and stress, and but you know they shoved me straight into a doctor who would inject cortisone into each spot, which dyed them, but not really, and they, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm.
It's like all those problems I had, I feel like I masked with medicine instead of taking the time to really solve them. But at that time, I really wanted someone to stop me. I wanted someone to go, you need to take a break. You need to look after yourself. And no one did because I was the one
anyway?
Who had it all. Like, I had what everyone wanted.
Would you have listened to them,
been happy. Yes.
You would?
Yeah. Of course I would have. That's what I wanted.
But at the same time, you had a fabulous life.
Yes.
Because I remember working
fabulous.
With you in a Karl Lagerfeld film, and you were off to spend the weekend with Rihanna. And I was going, Rihanna! So, I mean, there must have been an upside to the whole thing.
I mean, of course there's an upside. Yeah, there's been a lot of upsides.
And you...
It was more like the external... life, I couldn't be luckier, more blessed, but the internal battles that were going on were just, I also felt like I never deserved any of it, that I was living someone else's dream. This point is just about, like, being able to show, like, have a mirror up at yourself and really look inside for what you need. And what happened was I eventually said no, and I eventually took a break, to the advice of Kate Moss, who kind of picked me up off the floor, passed out, being covered in paint.
What was she doing down on that floor?
Nothing.
Kidding.
I know. But yeah, so I said no. I started writing. Writing was something that really saved my life. Again, so that poem probably came out then. It was like I would write and I would read what I'd written, and it was like someone else was talking to me. I was like, what? Is that how I feel? It was a very strange experience.
And are you living in Los Angeles now, or are you going to live here?
I'm living wherever I'm made to be.
Wherever you lay your head.
I'm filming in Paris for 6 months next year, which will be fun. Paris is going to be great.
What are you doing?
Bit of a slowdown. I'm doing a movie called Valerian,
mm-hmm.
which is by a wonderful director called Luc Besson, who I've always admired entirely. Yeah. It's just, there's a lot of things I want to do. I always wanted to be a director. I think, as well, I have so many girls come up to me and tell me that they want to be models, which is fine. It's not a bad thing. I just think there's so much to do. I just went to a wonderful talk about genetic engineering and neuroscience, and this man who was giving the talk explained that there's like 10,000 kids is from the age of 7 to 13 who are doing neuroscience. They do these competitions and wonderful things, and they're doing things in neuroscience which weren't done by him until he was like 30. Like, how quickly things like that are changing. And but they're not, there's an awareness board, it's cool stuff like that. Like, that sounds way cooler to me than being a model. But, like, no one really knows about it. And I just think there are just so many things. I always say to girls, just dream bigger. Go for president. Just keep going up. Astronauts, I don't know.
Well, you're really young, so you've got tons of time. You can even go back to university age 30 and study genetics.
I might.
But, Cara, thank you very, very much. It's been great. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
It's really fascinating to listen to what you're saying. Thanks a lot.
I have one other thing to say. That was so... I've never heard a clap stop quicker. I just have a little quote to say, which I made up, which is... be comfortable in your own shoes, which apparently I'm not, which is really bad. Be comfortable in your own shoes because you're going to be in them for a while. So that's my last message to everyone.